Just 10 days ago, Administrator Leavitt addressed an intergovernmental meeting in Chicago that promised a more coordinated effort to clean up the Great Lakes.
The type of collaboration we launched today is messy. It's messy and it's hard.
Now Leavitt is leaving the hard work and mess to someone else as he departs the EPA and replaces Tommy Thompson as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Derek Scheer of Clean Wisconsin was at the Chicago meeting. He wonders if the next EPA administrator will have much interest in protecting the Great Lakes.
We're hoping that because the governors and the mayors of the Great Lakes got together and all see that this is important, that it will continue. But we do have some concerns because now there will be a changing of the person that is heading this group.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett was also at the Chicago event. He says it would help if Leavitt's replacement is from the Great Lakes region.
Because I think this should be very, very high on the president's radar screen. This is one of the major environmental initiatives that needs to be addressed in the next 4 years.
Barrett says Leavitt's departure is disappointing. But Emily Green of the Sierra Club says Leavitt's promises to help the Great Lakes did not measure up to the Bush administration's actions.
You know, policies like the sewage blending guidance that would allow operators to dump more raw sewage into the Great Lakes, policies that would not clean up as much mercury from coal-fired power plants as our current Clean Air Act would.
Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle co-chairs the Council of Great Lakes Governors. He says he and Wisconsin Senators Feingold and Cole will be very interested in reviewing the Great Lakes plans of the person President Bush nominates to take over the EPA. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.